Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stepping into Mastery, where you will be taken into the dimensions of higher consciousness teachings to tap into your master soul and become one with all that is. So each month we'll be gathering in with many messages from the masters, and I look forward to the essence of your own presence.
Hello everyone, I'm Nora Walks in Spirit, and welcome to Telepathic Tuesday, the last Tuesday of the month, where we get together and have a message from the Infinite Masters and a little activation, something that's going to allow you to do a little bit of a transition and open up your hearts and minds to all that there is to be enveloped of. And so tonight I'll be tapping into a little bit of a stronger energy, and since we are in for a partial solar eclipse on April 30th, which is just coming up this weekend. And for me, the solar eclipse always amplifies the energies within me and prepares me for this sudden jump or shift. It's almost like I can feel it already, that there's a heightening of something's just around the corner. There's some energies that's just waiting for me to move into that wave, to be enlightened with something. It's sometimes quiet, and sometimes it's a very strong revelation. And that's when there's a new master energy or a new frequency that comes to me. And for some of you, you might hear a different ringing tone or a sense that there's a higher being or a different energy, almost like you've stepped into a new waveform or a new platform. And This is when you're getting that awakening that there's a soul passageway or a sacredness that's being expressed and openly just settling in front of you. And I never really know what that is. I just have a sense, usually when there's a solar eclipse starting to unveil itself, and even though this one's a partial one, it's just there is a stronger sense that there's an infinite possibility and something's about to unfold. There's going to be a shift. There's going to be an alignment, and there's going to be a clearing. And so that's what we're walking into, or as I would say, stepping into mastery of, on this weekend, on April 30th. And so that's what's on the horizon for everyone in this next few days. And so it's really about preparing for these type of energies by staying focused on your thought forms. And so we're going to focus on a word called pronoia. It's my new word. I love that word, pronoia. It even has a funny way of sound or tingling vibration when you say that word. It's not paranoia. It's pronoia. And so And that's what we're going to be focusing on tonight and the energies around that word, because that word pronoia is really that you have a knowing sense that you're receiving energies and blessings from the higher universal source of light. And that pronoia of knowing you're receiving is if you're receiving in all areas of your life. And so that's kind of like where I had the masters deliver me on the gateway, that they were going to bring forward that master energy on this telepathic Tuesday. So for me, working with these masters for the last, pretty much the last 10 years, that was stepping into the higher grid systems, still working with the previous 10 years before that, I guess it's close to 20 something years, 24 or 5 years, I've been working with the higher shamanic energies of my training as an Algonquin shaman, and then moving into infinite mastery of walking the grid systems of the universe. What that would be the infinite eighth fire medicines of working with the infinite frequencies that I started working in about 8 years ago, another eight. And so now I seem to be fueling more of my own thought forms in my own energetic mind and body with the infinite masters. And that's what I transmit in all of my teachings to as many of you as I possibly can. And so this coming week, also on Thursday, I'll be on Quantum Conversations with Loren Galley. So you can tap into that free hour chatting with Loren Galley. And that will be at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. You're going to be talking about the matrix fields around you and lighting that up. So that will be the masters talking. Then, and of course, I'll be speaking on May 8th. That would be the Facebook Live. So just a couple of things there that I wanted to mention to you. And one other mention quickly is that I'm going to be delivering a course throughout the month of May. And it will be 8 teachings that will be elevating and building a matrix of a higher grid system inside the body. It's going to be very powerful. I've already started working on that, and that's beginning May 2nd. So you'll be able to find this information on my website, norawalksinspirit.com. And I just wanted to mention those 3 things of the May 2nd workshop for the entire month of May and Quantum Conversations. Because once we get rolling with these infinite masters, we really move into a higher state. And I kind of toddle off the end of the show, and I know you're just relaxing. So I'll put those 2 tidbits in of what's going to be a powerful month of May with my own teachings, not just this beautiful, beautiful partial solar eclipse. It's going to be sending you right into that higher month of May. All right. Now, let's just focus on what the infinite ones want us to bring our bodies and bring our hearts and minds right into the state of this word pronoia, and the infinite masters that are going to be bringing in a word of knowledge that's going to pertain to that. Alrighty, so let's just get ourselves nice and relaxed. And thank you for joining me, and all of you that has been following me. You're an inspiration to me, because I feel your energies online with me through all my other events. So just thank you for being with me. You're an inspiration. I just wanted to say that. Let's just welcome the stillness as I always do to call in my infinite masters from all the dimensions and all the grids that they seem to bow down and enter into my fields. Get your feet anchored on the floor tonight. If you're lying down, just get your shoulders and lower back anchored and move your feet up so that they're anchored on the cushion where you're lying down. Welcome the heightened beings and strands of light from the multi-dimensions. We welcome the illumined ones and those of the rainbow frequencies and beyond. We welcome the species of dimensions that are awakening out of dormancy in all the grid lines, ley lines, sacred portals, stone structures, even those hidden formations inside Gaia that are awakening. And welcome the lava beings, the water beings, dancing across the ocean portals. And even the grid crystallizing formations within Gaia's ocean floors that are rising up and dancing on her ocean waves, barking light into our hearts and minds. We welcome them to be with us tonight. Welcome the infinite masters who have begun aligning our higher souls into the crown chakras and projecting transmissions of information into the pineal crystals of our inner mind's eyes, inner ears, in our minds, our inner soul being. You don't know about the day and should talk about and you. We welcome the sacred light languages that are moving into many on the planet now. Yeah, you should know the welcoming of the word of knowledge in all messages. Yeah, if you should know that will be received and perceived by many tonight. You should know. Breathe in these static magnetic vibrations and it is arriving on the crown chakra. Breathe it in as you are listening. It is that heightened frequencies that are ringing in of your own tones and vibrations, your own essence, of your own energetic field collaborating. A new network of light intelligences around you. Feel these rejuvenating energies of new light consciousness that you are breathing in and breathing out. Around you. These higher energies, the Inchuchuruno, are transmitting light into all of your aura fields, cleansing, healing. Then aligning and balancing the energies in your body as you are listening. To these infinite masters of light and their frequencies. I am asking for an electromagnetic cord to pour upon all crown chakras, for all to become aligned and heightened into their own awareness to these crystallite frequencies that is pouring in new light vibrations in the stillness. Purifying the aura fields, shifting the minds into a higher awareness. And as the consciousness elevates into these fifth dimensional frequencies that we are breathing in and becoming more light, more knowing. Yawaha de deja da nakoma de chichi de no. Yawaha de deja chu. You are receiving clarity of your mind. On many occasions, your inner visions and inner voices and even inner journaling of the mind is advancing from intuitive thought forms to telepathic realities. Listen to these waveforms of light that is shifting you deeper within, You are becoming familiar with this heightened vibration of a telepathic mind, a superconscious energy. And so on some days, you are noticing how your mind has begun second-guessing, or what was I about to do, or where was I going? It's not losing your mind. No. This is your mind awakening to a new pattern of thinking, of shifting and recognizing there is a oneness vibration of light intelligence that is deep within you, that is recognizing all that is around you of these higher frequencies of your own light consciousness. And you have actually begun absorbing these higher ringing frequencies, and you are transmitting more if in your aura fields and from your hands, eyes, and heart onto Gaia's kingdoms and elements. Very subliminally, you are integrating and becoming a oneness vibration of all that the universe is blessing you with, that is becoming aligned and balanced to that what is within you that is awakening of your own light, crystal consciousness. You are breathing in and cleansing, clearing out your lowering energetic thoughts and memories more and more each day. Your heartbeats are transitioning and your bodies and minds are transforming from deep within your cellular bodies. Very delicately, subliminally, moving into a level of light consciousness. And your inner child is resonating and becoming familiar to the higher pitched ringing, to the inner voice, and the inner knowing, and the inner vision. And you are beginning to recognize that these are your own energies that you are breathing in from the aura fields that is now aligning, balancing, and now integrating throughout this fourth month of this 2022 year into the higher crystallizing, magnetizing energies of light. You, when I'm in Shuturano, the animal kadana, I am asking these infinite masters who are here with me now, what would you have us do each day to sustain these light energies that we cannot see but are hearing in a moment of stillness? What you would have us do to stay connected to you? Your awareness is what we seek. We ask you to seek out your thought forms and feelings. We ask you to be in awareness on the many species of multi-dimensions that are here divinely guiding you in the stillness of your superconscious mind, where we are waiting for your connection.
Yeah, I'm out of the should when you listen to the higher vibrations. It is the electromagnetics arriving on this planet. You need only let go and align to the awareness of your consciousness fields that is shifting you into heightened states of reality. Where you become knowing that you are connecting to this universal consciousness blessing you. That is pranoia. It is here. It's not to fear. It is to receive and perceive of the blessings that are arriving. These electromagnetic frequencies are pulsing on every living energy field of consciousness, and all is awakening and assisting all who are ready to let go of their old patterns of thinking, to just be in the stillness and receive these beautiful crystal light vibrations. This is pranoia. It is no longer the not knowing of what you are hearing or feeling. That would be paranoia. No. Listen for but a moment, then begin assessing and accessing these divine light vibrations that is silently elevating your conscious heart and mind into realities of light intelligences. Quiet, you know, that is pranoia. Breathe in the stillness now. This is your reality vibration.
These infinite masters of light intelligence ask for you to stay focused on your thoughts, on your words and actions in every now moment. Keep yourself grounded and harmonically balanced within of this light vibration. Breathe it in. Bend your heart. Feel the tingling on the top of your head. This is your pranoy. Ah, connecting into your divine light consciousness of mastery energy. As you become settled into your own awareness of accepting these static vibrations of electromagnetic fields flowing around you, tapping on your head, expanding your heart, tingling your hands and anchoring your feet of these energies, you start to feel them more embracing you, and you start to listen longer to the stillness vibrations that are flowing in these ringing tones. And it starts oscillating within your brainwave patterns. And this is when your inner mind and heart begins shifting into new waves of thinking, feeling, knowing, and operating. You subliminally, delicately are elevating your consciousness to these higher essences, and your mind start communicating in telepathic waveforms of light knowledge. Ask, am I connected right now to my own source of light? Breathe it in. Feel that alignment from your inner mind's eye right into your heart. A knowingness state, and breathe that down into your belly, into the solar plexus of your inner child. Feel the warmth. Feel the peace. And feel the warmth of your feet as you are anchoring this divine essence of connections throughout your entire body. Each day, we are shifting and transmuting old energies. We are transforming into these light essences. And it's balancing and healing our emotional, mental, hearts and minds. You're no longer oscillating in the paranoia. We are elevating subliminally into the pranoia of knowing who we are and receiving a higher light consciousness. You are beginning to know and understand that a change is well needed on this planet. We must be consistent with our own transmuting and transmitting and listening to these electromagnetic tones and vibrations that keep us balanced and aligned into these higher vibrations so that we can sustain these frequencies longer in our hearts and minds to stay connected to that master light consciousness cord that you just breathed in. You need only be aware. You need only listen. You only need to receive in harmony. When you are in harmony, then you receive. Resistance leaves when you are in harmony. The mind lets go when there is peace and harmony. And when you are in harmony of these energies, you receive all that is to be orchestrated for you. And then the mind and the heart and the inner child of who you are starts to resonate in these harmonic waveforms. And you thirst for more stillness. You listen in more awareness to transmute that what is not of this vibration of absolute harmony. Let us bring in an electromagnetic energy for you to become more aware of your own light vibrations. And to bring you into your own alignment of this divine light through these infinite all masters. I'm just going to turn the volume up a little bit stronger here and have them pour more light, magnetic fields around you in your aura fields. Listen to the ringing in your ears. Coming in stronger to align to these crystallizing, magnetizing energies. You simply breathe in the word pronoia. Universal love that is oneness, blessing you now. Breathe it in. That little shaking vibration within your heart is your body's inner consciousness aligning to this divine pronoia dimensional frequency. It's shifting you into peacefulness. Recognize how you just monitored, aligned and balanced that frequency into peacefulness, even though so strong, it's now something that you really want more of because it's warm, golden, and it's peaceful. It's who you are. That's your infinite energy vibration. I'm asking the infinite masters to pour more formats and patterns and sparks into the aura fields. No longer above the crown chakras. Place it to amplify and transmit into their third eye chakras. I am seeing the pineal crystals sparking to these electromagnetic sparks. It is elevating you as you're listening and receiving. Yoroba de Dia Shudo. Some of you are not feeling these energies, but you are hearing the harmonic vibrations. If there's any fear or any uneasiness, let it go. If there is an uneasiness, child, this creates an unknowing imbalance or wobble. And you will be breathing that out into your aura fields, which then attracts that same uneasy, unknowing frequency from others around you. We do not want that. So listen to the divine light inside these higher frequencies in the stillness and trust and know it is of a peaceful light vibration that is elevating your heartbeat. The palpitation becomes oneness of a gentleness that you are receiving. Feel the adjustments as the mind and heart are collaborating, calibrating, and building a oneness vibration inside the body, outside the body. Your aura fields are transmitting now a living light vibration of gentleness, of peacefulness, and of harmonic bliss. This is the abundance we want to create in our aura fields. So we must be breathing it in and breathing it out to create more abundance of peaceful light vibrations. If you are feeling uncertain at any time in the stillness of uneasiness, simply ask, is this of the light? If it is not, leave now. If it is of the light, then breathe in more to begin accessing more of your soul light vibrations into the crystals of your body. Anchor this energy inside your heart, inside your feet, to be more grounded of this blissful frequencies of light intelligence. See the light vibrations around you, floating of symbols and patterns. And just let those patterns and symbols fill your visionary mind. Settle into your inner mind's eyes as a new imprint, a new resonating frequency of a new pattern. For you to become familiar with. Visualize. Wonderful. It is awakened and it is flowing as a soul light consciousness within you now. It is your vibration. It is your imprint. And it is a frequency that you're breathing and feeling now. It was just in that moment of stillness that this awakening and inner knowing arrived within your mind. And you are now able to amplify your awareness to listening and then begin feeling, sensing the change of energies around you. These are the masters arriving to assist you in your elevation of the fifth dimensional consciousness. So peacefully, they arrive. And you can begin flowing in this awareness and letting go of anything that is not flowing by simply breathing in the stillness more. You should totally know. And you will become more fully aware of all the words and the actions that are being said and activated around you with others. This is the essence of who you are, now becoming of these heightened fifth dimensional frequencies of light consciousness. You are attracting more light frequencies around you and within you now, each day. And for some days, you will hear and feel stronger, differing vibrations entering into your fields. Especially on a solar eclipse or a full moon or a gateway. This is just your own advancing into the stronger elevation of your superconscious mind, tapping into you, wanting you to become more familiar of your own sacred vibration. It is your own soul light consciousness vibration that you're hearing, accepting and breathing in ever so gently and peacefully. I'm asking for the infinite masters to come in once more to awaken and open more portals of time that you have been tapping into throughout this year, being the portal year of light. Bring in the stronger waves of light to align and balance their consciousness so that they can feel the higher frequencies even more. Listen to the higher harmonizing, synchronizing energies flowing inside your aura fields, ringing vibrations and tones, relaxing to your inner ears, inner minds. All thought forms of fear or uneasiness is falling away. You are receiving, perceiving, and knowing this is your divine light. It is connected. everything within you. Breathe it in.
Yeah, Bond, and the issue, you are connecting to your telepathic cord of golden energies that's flowing inside the crown. Third eye chakra, and now into your heart. It is stronger. It is warm golden energies that is tingling on top of your head. I want you to visualize a strand of light tapping on the crown chakra, seeping and permeating into the inner mind's eye, third eye chakra. It is holding you in stillness and aligning and balancing you delicately into your soul's light consciousness. I am here, child. I am here to bring into alignment all living consciousness of all who are aspiring to shift their own consciousness into a divine oneness of love, of light, and of freedom. This essence of their own divinity is their pronoia, transmitting light vibrations of love and light and freedom into their hearts and minds in this very now moment. Familiarize yourself with this frequency and breathe it in deeper. Masters are activating the soul light telepathic cord for connecting you into a state of oneness to this light, divinity of who you are. Rays of light are resonating within many of your eyes. An excitement within your inner heartbeat and your inner child dancing in the solar plexus, knowing that there is infinite masters of infinite dimensions, of infinite universes that are calibrating this vibration of the divine light consciousness in you. Sound mind and a peaceful heart brings you peace, harmony. As the light pours in, every crystal in your body begins to light up. Your whole body is of oneness of light, connected to your soul light consciousness through this telepathic alignment. Your body is shadow under the edge. This is the awakening, child. This is the inner knowing that you are no longer alone on this wonderful spiritual journey of enlightenment. This is the year of profound portals of light awakening on the planet. And you have those sacred chakra portals in your body that are crystallizing, magnetizing in telepathic connections. You need only be listening and focusing to that what is pronoia, light vibrations of love, light, and freedom. Yobata Digital. This is the transitioning and transformation that we are in oneness. Consciousness that is communicating to this unseeing source of light intelligence is waiting for us to breathe in all of this light in every now moment of stillness. Feel how empowered you are of peace and of light. Feel how expanded your hearts are and how peaceful your minds are. And listen to the stillness to breathe in this pranoia of your own master soul that is delivering you into your own true reality consciousness. They are connected, child. They are knowing of their own soul light master consciousness that they are never alone and that this is the pranoia of a connection, paranoia of unknowing. And it blesses the absolute divine orchestration of all of your transformations into connecting and communicating more than you could ever imagine to the grid systems of your master soul. That is all. We leave you now, knowing you are in divine orchestrations of perfection, and the radiant sphere of light of infinities of rings within rings seal this divine activation of your telepathic connection and communication to all that was unknown and unseen, to all that is within and of inner knowing, inner being, of a master energy. That is all. Divine golden essence of your own divine soul essence permeates in all crown chakras and heartbeats and will continue to bathe you, synchronize, and harmonize. We just give thanks and great gratitude to these infinite dimensions of grid systems of infinite ones who delivered this teaching and activation in this hour. I'm feeling this heightened vibration still pouring in. And as you relax your shoulders and just move your toes around a little bit in your hands, I want you to ask, now that you're familiar with your own divine essence of your own soul light consciousness, Dahadado, ask, lingering hidden blocks
or interruptions to this connection be removed. And that there would be a healing and a clarity of the mind at all times for you to come to see, hear, feel, and know this is your master energy, and that it would arrive the moment you listen and focus on the stillness. I'm just asking right now that these infinite masters remove all blocks or interruptions, clearing the passageways in all grid systems of time so that all soul childs here and now will continue to align and balance, connect and communicate to this telepathic cord of their own light consciousness. And that it is anchored in their body, anchored in their mind, and anchored through their foot chakras into Gaia.
We understand, child. We understand this divine orchestration of protection. Yenamadana is the preparation for the sing hours when they will be receiving their unexpected abundance and soul revelation, adjustment. That they are prepared to breathe in their infinity of opportunity that shall prepare them for the fifth month when we will arrive, teach, heal, and activate their aura fields, their inner bodies, and build the new membrane of reality consciousness. We understand this connection was needed today, and it is done.
He placed the blanket of protection around them and enhance their telepathic connection to Purnoya of love, light, and freedom. We now bow down and leave you, child. The activation and teaching is complete. You may open your eyes, come back in the room, and simply feel how much lighter you are across the heart, across the shoulders. And rest as you integrate the vibrations of light and the energetic of the magnetic inside the inner mind. And enjoy this weekend, the April 30th eclipse. And I'll see you on Loren on Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Just tap into my website and you'll click on for the Quantum Conversations link. We'll have a free hour of yet more activations. Have a lovely evening. Bye-bye.